escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. I'm holding it down. Navy Yard Studios. Brian Mitchell down south, Raleigh, North Carolina. What's up, B?
I'm chilling, brother. What's happening with you?
I'm good, dude. I was thinking about this. After you and I drove to Erie, I then had to go down to North Carolina. Now you've had to go down to North Carolina. We are some Eastern Seaboard traveling dudes.
Yeah, bro, we've been rolling. I could be an 18-wheeler driver now.
Get you a CDL like our guy. Who was Cody's cousin from West Virginia? That was my guy.
I forgot his name.
Scotty, maybe?
Nah, I don't think his name was Scotty.
I think it was, dude. Cody, if you're listening.
Cody, if you're listening, tell us what your cousin's name.
How's the ride down there?
Cool, man. Got down here and right at 4 hours.
Okay, easy. Yeah. No traffic on 95. God bless you.
It was good yesterday, man. I went through Fredericksburg in no time.
That's great.
When you go through Fredericksburg real quick, you know your ride is going to be good.
Totally. Because, I mean, D.C. to Fredericksburg is jail.
Hell.
Yeah. And then Fredericksburg to Richmond can have its own set of problems, too.
That's hell, too.
Yeah. Once you clear Richmond, it's like a whole new world. Your only concern, Richmond, until you get to the state of North Carolina, are state troopers every mile and a half. You know what I mean?
295 is where it took me through 295.
Is that the one going around Richmond?
Yeah. You go basically, you're going to when you go to, what is it, Virginia Beach area? It takes 295, 68.
Right.
Or whatever. And then it took me 295 and put me back on 95 farther down. So it was cool.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Whole family down there?
Yeah.
That's great, man. How excited are you to have, three generations of Mitchells for, I don't know, however long you're down there, four or five days?
I got one looking at me right now.
Because I'm looking at you on the stream. Let me see. We got Bryson.
I'm going to see if Bryce come here. Come here, buddy.
If you're watching on the stream, you might get G Mitch live. He might not come, though.
Yeah, he looking like, nah, I don't know.
See, that's a Mitchell right there.
He's like, you want me now? Now you go look around the corner. Come here, man.
He's doing his thing. Obviously,
he'll make his debut later.
Whenever he's ready, we're ready. It's that simple.
He backed up, and then he started peeping around the corner like, nope, not doing that, dog.
smart boy. And tell him if he does sit down, he's got to be here for 4 hours. So let him decide.
Hey, I don't think he's capable of doing anything for 4 hours straight.
Me and him both.
Obviously.
The Nats played yesterday. I think
you don't sound too excited about that.
No, I'm double checking.
You said the Nats played yesterday.
I know the first game did not go well. That much I am certain of. They won the nightcap, though. They were able to put 9 runs together last night.
Well, didn't the little young pitcher start off kind of on fire? Six up, six down.
For Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, looks right.
And then things changed?
The dude in the day game was striking everybody out. But, you know, it was I love a legit doubleheader in baseball. I get that they split them to make it two different gates, but
well, the Nats came back and did their thing.
Yeah,
you 11-2 then 9-4.
Yeah, Gore was on the mound last night. Didn't rack up the strikeouts, but kind of just cruised. Had two earned runs over about six innings, I think.
Gore was a beast, man.
Yeah, dude, he's. I'm really glad. It was funny talking to Vic yesterday, which is always its own entertaining ride. Vic is, I guess, the executive producer of Nats Baseball. Uh-huh. And I was asking him, you know, how tough is this season going? Because when you're in it every day, it weighs on not just the players. It kind of weighs on everybody.
Hell yeah.
And I've experienced that just in an NFL capacity. And he's like, you know what? It's not as bad as it's been because you've got these young guys that are so fun to watch. He's like, every James Wood at bat is must watch. Every Gore start, whenever CJ's at the plate. Now they got more of these young guys coming up every couple weeks. There's like a
new. You know what that is, Jay? That's you and I covering the Commanders and the Redskins football team and Commanders for a long time.
Right.
You try to find the good in it, but James Wood at bat is not the other eight people at bat.
That's true.
And when you see bad base running and things like that, it's as bad as it seems. It's just that we have a few bright spots in it.
Yeah.
That's the way I would look at it. I mean, we can try to sit up here and make it into something it's not, but hey, it's bad as it seems. But, yeah, you got some good people that you wish when things get better, those guys are still playing as good or better than what they are now.
Yeah, man, let's hope we get there, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Not a ton going on in the sports world, I'm going to be honest with you. I did have an episode of All Ears last night, which was a lot of fun to tape. We had some really good questions. We do like a mailbag segment, and people ask us some questions. And I was curious where you would land on this one. Mm-hmm. Last year, the first and the second round pick in Jaden Daniels and then Mikey Samristil were clearly the best. Yeah, they got contributions all over the field, but, I mean, those two were studs.
Yeah.
If you had to pick a offensive and defensive rookie from this year's class to kind of make the biggest impact, knowing you don't – they're not drafting a new franchise quarterback, so it's a much different conversation –
they're not, but, you know, I think Connolly, and I mean, it's kind of hard to really see what the offensive lineman does for you, but I think when you see Jaden Daniels more upright and not having to run as much, you may see how the offense is schemed up, how effective Connolly is. And then you flip it over, I would suspect that Trey Amos is going to be that guy defensively. You know, a lot of people are starting to talk about Medrano, but I think Trey is a guy who's going to just step in and be ready to go now. You know, I talked to him at the I went to the Live thing and talked to him a little bit. And even Judge Austin talked with him. The kid's impressive, man. You know, I like meeting young guys who, let's just say this. When you meet most young guys today, they have all answers for everything.
Like Jeff?
You know, yeah, very much. But when you meet those young men who are very confident, but they are willing to learn, they're asking questions. Trey was asking questions about stuff outside of football. You know,
I like that.
Housing, the area, food places. That's the person that wants to know his whole surroundings. So I was impressed by that, and I'm pulling for him. You know, and Connolly is so damn – he is – like, you see the big man – but once you start talking to him, you see the baby face, you know, you go, this is a kid. But another dude who very, very much looked like a kid, but he will destroy your ass on that field. So I'm looking forward to those two guys for sure. I'm looking forward to the whole draft class, but definitely those two out there. And then Kroski Merritt, you know, a young man who was screwed by the NCAA.
What a joke those people
got are. A chance to play when a lot of the stars were playing at the East-West Shrine and balled out. And looking forward to seeing what he can do, what he possibly can be.
So what's funny is either you and I have a similar viewpoint or we spend far too much time together.
That may be it. I mean, I sat in a car with you for over 10 hours. Hell.
Seriously, 1,000 miles. I said the same thing, dude. I said, you know, last year it was the first and second rounders, and I'm not just going with first and second rounders. They also had less picks this year, which I
thought. But hell, when you pick first and second rounders, guess what you want to happen? You want those
starters
guys to perform.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. There
and
you go.
And so I also did like I did my projections for what I think the actual week one lineup will be. Not the first depth chart that has to come out before the first preseason game. Not what people might see that first week of training camp when fans are out there, but like what week one looks like. And I said, I think Connerly's your right tackle out of the gate, and I think that helps a tremendous amount. Last year, first half of the season, they got some really good play on the offensive line. But after that, injuries started to pile up, and they did the offensive line really started to slow down, I would say. If your tackles are Tunsil and then Connerly, and they play, Tunsil has shown it repeatedly, the level of play he can hit in the NFL. Then I think Connerly, there's a ton of promise. Clearly the organization believes in him. I think offensively they can be so much better. And B, I think Amos starts if everything breaks right, I think Amos starts opposite Lattimore as your two outside corners. And Mikey's able to move back inside and kind of move around a lot more, which is a great situation for him. Yep. And I think it's just a super exciting situation. Amos was my favorite draft pick. I think if you go back and consider everything that was all the moving parts in that draft, the fact that they stayed and took Amos rather than moving out of that pick, that was their last opportunity to really gain some, you know, to get back some picks that they had sent out of town. Yep. And they stuck. And to me, that just showed a ton of how much they liked that guy, because you probably could have gotten a pretty decent haul to, you know, recoup a lot of what you sent out. And they said, no, we think we got a starter here, and we're not messing with it.
Yep, totally. And then, you know, I think what happens
of the second round, sorry.
You look at Amos is backing up Amos and Lattimore, possibly Amos and Lattimore being the starters, Mikey being the nickel guy. But you know what? You got a legitimate outside guy that can back up to him in Mikey. You know, we went through this era of what was it called? Position flex.
Yeah.
And normally the guys weren't good at either the position they were trying to play them at. Now you got guys that have shown what they can do. So if something were to happen and you moved Mikey back outside, would you be upset about that?
No.
You know, you put him on the field inside, that's what he really does. So you know that you improve your defense in that sense. So I'm just ready to see these guys go. I understand tougher schedule this year. People gonna know stuff. Like I always hear people, oh, you guys get a chance to look at a year of film. Well, hell, you get a chance to look at a year of film too. And if they do what I've always stated about, you know, self scout, then you can see some great things happening.
I agree with you there, man. I think Jalen Lane has an immediate role as punt returner, and I think that has a lot of value too. And you mentioned Merritt. I agree that he'll have an opportunity. The running back situation in camp is going to be really interesting because you got a bunch of guys.
Polo.
I mean, dude, McNichols, Rodriguez, Wiley's been here. Yeah. I mean, McNichols and Rodriguez have given you real
time,
impact on the field. So it's not – I think people still remain in too much of a hurry to try to downplay Brian Robinson's role. I think Eckler will have a big role. Both those guys, you just need them to stay healthy.
Yeah, that's it.
But that's the NFL. Like, you talk about Sam still maybe getting bumped inside. The odds of – so the way I look at it – so I'm curious if you agree with me. I had to do, my defensive projections for week one, and I just lined them up in nickel. And I know everybody will get caught up in 4-3, 3-4, blah, blah, blah. They play nickel like 65% of the time.
Yeah. This is a passing league now.
Yeah.
And yes, people do run the ball, but you know what they run the ball out of? Two
shotgun.
Slots, two wides, out of the shotgun, single back is back there. If they bring a tight end in, there's still maybe three receivers on the field. everything is about getting the opportunity and spacing. So every defense plays nickel more because if you put too many big guys out there, you're at a disadvantage.
For sure.
Yeah.
Now, I think the biggest, I don't know if you want to call it a question, but can Will Harris step in where Jeremy Chinn was? That to me, just the size difference in those people, Jeremy Chinn was huge, and I'm not sure fans all understand that. Mm-hmm. So to play safety with that size and speed, they list him at 6'3", 220. He honestly looked and felt bigger than that when I watched him. Whereas Harris comes in with a big opportunity, and he's definitely a guy that lays the lumber.
He's a thumper.
But they list him at 6'1", 206. Like he's been fairly durable in his career. But Chinn was getting like 100% of defensive snaps. Last year was the most durable Chinn had ever been. Mm-hmm. I think Chinn was quite good for them. I think they need Harris to keep that up. I also think of like some of the younger guys that I think could flirt with. Let's be real about how the Pro Bowl works. Mm-hmm. It's not always, especially the fan voting portion, like the best players getting rewarded for the best seasons.
Sometimes most popular.
Well, and I think your popularity jumps a lot when you're on a team that's good that people expect to be good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Last year, nobody expected Washington to be good. So then when they were, it was like, oh, wow, look at that. Whereas this year going in, people are going to be paying a lot more attention to a guy like, I mean, some of the guys I think that could pop here would be Quan Martin, Biadasz, I think. Could
well Quan popped at the end of the Quan played had a hell of a year.
Totally.
And him taking another step forward, having more experience, can be great. You know,
getting into that Pro Bowl alternate discussion. Yeah.
Yeah, but like Chinn, like the thing you mentioned about Chinn being big and this, that, and the other, B. Dawkins wasn't very big.
Sure.
But he'll knock your jock off, okay? he will make you think twice about coming across the middle again. And I think the kid from New England is very much like that, where he doesn't have the size, but maybe his cover ability may be a little better. Maybe if he still thump you and catch you in the right spot, you start thinking that you got a bigger guy back there.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I just think that the size of a guy. Chinn's size helped him to come down. And, you know, the one guy that calls us all the time was mad that he didn't hit like he was that big. You know?
Right.
I've got the guy that would call us still all the time and be upset about it. But, you know, hey, Chinn's gone now. You got to find a different way. And this kid is known as a thumper. And when you are known as a thumper at 205 pounds, I mean, you've already figured it out. You know how and you don't care.
It's a leverage game, man.
Yeah.
All right, we're just getting warmed up here. There's been another dumb list that we need to yell about, frankly. I'm so tired of dumb. Although this is dumb list season. This is 100% dumb list season.
Uh-huh.
Ben Standing's going to join us at 11 a.m. My friend Anna Spiegel from Axios is going to join us at 11:30. I wanted to just let all our listeners know all the different things you can do for 4th of July. Fireworks, parties, bars, whatever. Anna's on top of it. At 1 o'clock, Mark Zuckerman's going to join us. One of my favorite things, regardless of what happens in the Nats season, is the 11 a.m. 4th of July game. So, Zuck, obviously, the Nats play tonight, but we'll get up to speed on all things Nationals with Mark. We're going to open these phones up for a lot of the day, starting at noon. We're going to discuss the best sports movies. I don't know if people have noticed this. I guess it was the New York Times put out their list of like the best 100 movies of the new century. So like 2000 and on.
Oh, it got to be 2000 and on?
No, not for our list. I'm just saying this like ranking movies thing has become very popular. Now we vary in age from Strober, who I think is 21, to be at, you know, 48.
42.
Yeah, 42. Pardon me.
Yeah,
I guess
yeah.
I'm the oldest guy on the show.
Yeah.
But I think our lists will be very, very different. I'm looking forward to that, and then we'll take your list. Here's what we're going to do. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley, We are all now 3.5 hours till vacation. Let's go.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to the pie guy. Came for the junkies today. He brought a pie for Jeff Walker. Jeff ain't here. I am taking this pie.
Shout what out kind to of pie the, is it?
Blueberry.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, eat it up.
Yeah, we got people coming over tomorrow. I'm going to act like I made this thing.
Man, nobody goes. First of all, I don't think there's a damn person in the world, especially people that know you, would think that you made a damn pie.
If you know me, I know you can buy the crust at the store that's ready. Uh-huh. I have no idea how you make a pie. I like chocolate pudding pie. I suppose I could make chocolate pudding because it's a packet. I imagine I could do it.
Once you got the pudding, you got the pie.
Yeah, like to make a blueberry pie, what do you got to like blend up blueberries? No chance.
You got to cook them down.
Here's what we're going to do. Today is a prove you're listening, prove anybody out there is listening day because there's no traffic. There's nobody around.
Yeah.
So if you call in, you're getting on. Wayne.
Hell yeah.
Wayne is in Bowie. What up?
Wayne. Hey, Wayne, you up?
Wayne sounded like he was moving furniture or something.
Wayne called and then he said, I got some work to do.
Strober, you took – what the hell happened there?
I don't know. He told me he wanted to talk about how great Jaden can be without winning the Super Bowl because he had to let me know the fact that Dan Marino hasn't won a Super Bowl. I did know that, but Wayne had to make sure I got that point across, okay?
Well, Wayne called, sat on hold for what? A whole commercial break?
It was only like 3 minutes.
And then was moving furniture. So
he had things to do.
Wayne, feel free to call back.
Call back, Wayne, please. And be ready to talk.
Dude, I was where the hell was I? You know where I was? It was at the thing in Greensboro the other night, the Sports Media Association dinner, where I was talking with some Baltimore people about like the situation that Lamar and Josh Allen are now in, where they're in the Karl Malone zone. Like everything will be judged as short. Charles Barkley, whatever you want to, Dan Marino even. Like everything is they They have not done what they need to do because they can't win a Super Bowl. And
yeah, they got to hell to get to the Super Bowl. They got to deal with that other damn great guy over there,
right?
Patrick
and what Philly's put together and what
and
Washington
then, when
may
they
become.
When they get to the Super Bowl, they may have to deal with things like Buffalo did. You run into a damn barn burner.
Totally.
The NFC East.
And I mean, we'll wait and see. If Washington gets to that level, but you know, it's an interesting dynamic for some of these teams to have to deal with. I do think, all right, B, we got another one of these dumb lists. This one is from Fox Sports.
And what is this one telling
me? It's legit, just called the Daily Ranker. This is from Tuesday. Best quarterbacks heading into the 2025 season. The top four quarterbacks in the NFL at this point have established themselves where you can argue about the order, but there is no arguing that Allen, Lamar, Mahomes, Burrow are in a different category. They have separated.
Yeah.
So they go Allen, Mahomes, Lamar, Burrow. Cool. No problem.
Yeah.
Number five, Jalen Hurts. Number six, Jared Goff. Number seven, Baker Mayfield. Number eight, Justin Herbert. Number nine, Jaden Daniels. Number 10, Dak Prescott.
Okay.
I'm honestly not that mad at this list. I think there are people that will yell about Dak. I would have Stafford on there personally. I would probably move the order around. But, like, I don't know.
Huh.
Is that – okay. So, I guess there were two versions of this list. This is what people were mad about. One of the lists had Dak at five.
Yeah, I saw that. That's the one I saw. They had Dak at five, and then they had Jaden at nine.
Jaden at nine, I can handle.
I'll handle it because
not,
you know, he's
Dak at five.
He gave us 1 year, and I think, you know, like I even my own saying, I need to see something happen another year. But I think he's clearly proven he's one of the top 10 quarterbacks in this league already.
Totally. I totally agree.
And if he come back this year and repeat with that what he did last year, then we're talking about top five. That, though, no. You know, I can't – I'm not going to rest everything on regular season stats. Because when you get to when it counts where the quarterback makes a hell of a difference, he falters. He's done it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest question with Dak, you need the best ability is availability. In three of the last 5 years, Dak's missed significant time. Last year, he played eight games.
Yeah.
He had a full season in 23. Dallas was good. He missed five games in 22. Dallas suffered. Like, I just, at that position, the NFL, especially in 17 games, it's such a marathon. Like, it's hard to do, but you need to be able to count on your quarterback playing.
Oh, yeah.
I think 80, 85% of your snaps.
Yeah. I mean, listen, bro, that little saying, and it's true, best ability is accessibility, availability, okay? If you're not there, nobody wants to hear you tell them how good you are.
Right.
Okay. If I'm always hearing you tell me how good you are, then guess what? I don't see it. And if I don't see it, I don't believe it. And when the times get tough, you know what I see? I see Dak fold or he's not there.
I'm with you, B.
So
I think that list is kind of nuts. I do say we got calls. Listen. Phone lines are going to be open all day. I don't think anybody's out there. If you're out there, prove
man,
it.
Man, people out there, man. People love. They love B. Mitch and Finley, man.
I know. I bet the stream numbers are higher because most people are at home than driving around. My man Chris is in Calvert County. Chris, what up, dude?
What up, Chris? Chris.
Yo, this is amazing. Chris.
So they call in not to talk?
Cool.
Yeah, we're here, dude.
There you go, Chris. What's up, bro?
Huh?
What's that?
Oh my God.
No, it's not. It's ended.
Chris, you drunk? Chris, you drunk?
His accent kind of sounded a little bit like Commander Tequila.
Yo, so I will say, shout out to Ben Strober. He's doing a good job of screening the calls, typing in the people's name and what they want to talk about. Just a very poor job of the callers actually talking, which is a hell of a thing to wait on hold for.
Yeah.
B, are you ready? Are you sitting down?
I'm always sitting down.
Okay.
I'm like Landfill.
Wildcard Scotty's on the line.
Oh, Lord.
Hello, Scotty.
What's happening, fellas?
What's going on,
we're
brother,
chilling,
man?
Dude. What's going on?
You know, just out here grinding. I had the show that I'm listening to y'all day in, day out.
Appreciate you, bro.
All right, well,
you
then
said
let's
prove it. Now, you said prove it, so I had to prove it.
Okay, well, let's prove something else then. I'm taking this to the airwaves, Scotty. B. Mitch, you ready for this?
Bring it.
Uh-huh.
I get a text from Wildcard Scotty yesterday saying, hey, man, it's my son's birthday this weekend. Is there any cap stuff you could grab that I could give to my son? He's a hockey nut. I said, when's the birthday? He said, this weekend. Party's on Saturday. Birthday is this weekend.
Dick's sporting good, Scotty.
Well, just hold on, B. I said, all right, let me see what I can find. Because between this radio station and Channel 4, there's often like swag floating around that to a little kid would be really exciting. Mm-hmm. So last night, I'm leaving Channel 4, and there were two big Caps posters. I sent him a picture. I said, I have these two signs. That works. Thank you. Exclamation points from Scotty. At 6 a.m., I get a text to call him. I'm not calling you. I produced the stuff you asked me for. It's going to be here at the radio station, Scotty. That's all I can tell you.
I was driving, doing three things at one time, as usual, so trying to be a safe driver. I said,
So you were texting him while you were driving and doing three things.
I voice texted.
But here's my question. You are not going to be able to get here to get these cap swag things I got for you, correct?
I am able to. I was calling to see if I could catch you before you got there. That's what the purpose of the give me a ring when you're in transit.
Nah. All right. They're here.
1,000%. That was what, because I was going to try to catch you on the way in. You know, Wild Card's got things going on all over.
Are you coming to get these two signs that I brought in?
Absolutely. That is what I'm calling you, right. Seeing if I could swing in and get in. And then I was seeing what y'all doing for lunch, trying to be a nice guy.
All right. Well, if you could bring me some lunch, I tell you, man, you're great.
I mean, you know I'm great, but I'm
in North Carolina. I won't see you bring me some damn lunch.
Well, I ain't bringing you nothing.
I got.
All right, then. Well, you're not great then.
All right, Scotty, text me. You can definitely bring us lunch.
I'm better than great.
We gotta go. Thank you, Scotty.
Bye.
Bye.
Better than bye.
There's another thing I wanted to go over.
The
phone lines are kind of filling up, so it's gonna be fun to get the. We're gonna take whoever calls. We're gonna take it. I did see this, B, and I found this really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Solak. Let me get it right. Yeah, Ben Solak from ESPN put together a list. I mean, this is peak content in July. The best draft picks at every draft position ever.
Wow.
It's pretty interesting. Like, Jared Allen, who played for the Chiefs and the Vikings, I think might be in the Hall of Fame, really good sack guy. Was drafted 126th overall.
Uh-huh.
George Kittle, the best 146th pick ever. Rodney Harrison, the best 145th pick ever.
Mm.
It's kind of interesting, right?
Yeah.
All right, I want to run through some of these numbers when we return. Phone lines are open. We've got some guests. It is the day before 4th of July. That's the reality. We're going to be here until 2 o'clock and not a second later.
Hey, it's B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Root. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in mere seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
B, yesterday we got off early because of that Nats game. Usually we go play golf or drink beer. You had to go do family stuff. I had to go do family stuff. Lauren had me up on a ladder cutting down tree limbs that were starting to break off because of all the storms.
Make him work, Lauren.
B, I was so freaking hot and sweaty. And when I walked in that house, it felt ice cold. It was, there couldn't have been a better commercial for Rude than me walking in my house and cooling off after Lauren had me up in the trees on a ladder. And the what makes it happen is the variable speed compressor that Rude uses ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in the extreme heat. It's comfort and performance perfectly balanced. But you got to tell them about the cash, too. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to 2 G's on heat pumps through 2032. Check out rude.com/federal incentives to learn more.
So I definitely used that a couple of years ago, man. I had 3 units. I used that $6,000.
Dang.
Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rude,
it ain't right.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I posted a photo yesterday, B. Shout out to Wegmans. I went to Wegmans. Sing it, B.
To what?
Sing the song.
I was you went to Wegmans for what?
Booze.
You had to buy 10 bottles of wine?
12, dog.
But Lauren made you buy that much wine for her to deal with you these days?
Damn. So I was going to complain, Greg, for texting that, and now you're just saying it. Landville.
I mean, it's the truth. It's like your wife make you go buy wine for the weekend because she's like, I got to hang around your ass.
One, I told you we're having people over for 4th of July. Two, that's for like all next week. We're going out of town. And so, whatever people think, it's not 12 bottles of wine.
Those 12 bottles going to be gone before y'all get out of town next weekend.
Wait. When do you think they'll be going? Set an over-under on 12 bottles.
Y'all leaving. You say y'all leaving next weekend?
No, we're leaving Saturday.
Saturday? So, you're going to have about 4 bottles left by Saturday. If you got people over tomorrow, y'all can go through some bottles. You're going to go through some bottles tonight because you're going to be trying to work on something and ain't going to work for you. So, you're going to go about 2-3 bottles. Hey, have another glass, babe.
Let's get to the phones.
Why are you laughing at that? You seem like you're part of your plan.
Toothpicks on the line. What up, Pick?
What's good, JC? Hey, B mentioned down there with the Grand Grands, man. That's a good thing. I like that look. I like that look, for real. Yeah, listen, I was calling to talk about the quarterback list, that top 10 list. B, you hit on something but you didn't even really notice that you hit on it.
Right.
A lot of Philadelphia fans are mad at us right now, and they coming at the Commanders really sideways, right? Because Jaden, Hurst is not on that list, but Jaden is, and that's why they really sour. They are sour because they know they got to deal with him for like the next 10 years, and he only going to climb that list. He's at number 9 right now. Think about where he's going to be next year. If he put up the season like he did last year without the rushing yards and utilizing the weapons around him, that's why they made it. They got to deal with 5 for the next 10 years. Hmm.
Dude, Toothpick, I'm going to say this. I think as a people, as a community, we got to stop getting mad about lists. These lists are so stupid.
Well, I'm not mad about them.
Like, no, we don't get mad about them, but you know, certain cities get mad.
Well, right.
At everything.
Yo, here's the reality. Like Bane said, I was born in it, molded by it. I am from the content game. There's the reason I sit here at this radio station is because I was really good at creating content for a long time. And I can write real news stories, I can break news, or I can give you 5 storylines to watch at rookie minicamp. Like, all this is content game. Like, the fact that at least this list that I saw, there's not even a freaking author on it. It's called the Fox Sports Daily Ranker, where they just come up with stuff to try to get people mad about it. So to the great
and
people
so
of Philadelphia,
they are
relax.
Working. But their work it's working because the people do get mad. And see, I'm from a different gang, JP. I'm from that one finger salute gang. You send something stupid, one finger salute. You get mad at something, one finger salute. You say something stupid, one finger salute. That's just how I solve it all.
Right, exactly. It's not us that's mad, JP. And we're not mad about this list. We're not mad about this list as Commanders fans. But every time you look, you see Philadelphia fans trying to dump on us for some reason.
Ooh. Philadelphia fans do seem very mad. And I don't really...
Well, they're mad at you too, JP. I had a couple of them call me and told me, don't let them catch you walking out there by yourself.
Philadelphia is kind of mad at me, B. I'll own that. I don't really understand why.
You talk very bad about them, bro, on a consistent basis.
I don't think that's fair.
That's fair.
I had a nice time.
You say every time you go in Philly, when you walk in Philly, when you walk around Philly, you think you look like you're about to get stabbed or something happened to you.
There are few cities where you can be in the downtown portion that feel more stabby than Philly. Like,
oh, that's a lot of them, dog.
Doug, you can walk from.
That's why, JC. That's why they want to stab you right now. You can point things like that out.
Pick, I'm just speaking the facts. You can leave. I'm talking about high-end places. The Ritz-Carlton in Philadelphia is an incredibly nice hotel, and the bar scene is dope. Their roof at night looks like the Sphere in Vegas. Like, they got a light show and stuff. The Ritz is dope in Philadelphia, all right? City Hall is across the street. You go out on that street, you feel like you're going to get stabbed. Not maybe that you will, but it's certainly more possible than in other big cities. If you walk outside of the Ritz on M Street or the Ritz in Georgetown here in D.C., you don't feel like you're going to get stabbed. You walk outside of the Ritz in Miami in Biscayne Bay or whatever, you feel all right. Philly, it doesn't matter where you are. There's an air of stabbing at all times.
Yeah,
you know, JP, I'm actually in the house of a damn Eagle fan, too.
Oh, Deshaun's there?
Yeah, I'm about to find out Deshaun, see if he wants to stab you.
I would hope. I think Deshaun's actually my friend. I would hope he doesn't want to stab me. But I do wonder what the Venn diagram looks like for me of people I consider my friends that also wouldn't mind stabbing me every once in a while.
Hey, last thing. I know you guys are going to talk about the top 100 sports movies or something like that. I did this during March Madness on my podcast, and we did 32. I'm sorry, we did 64 movies, just like the field. And our champion was Remember the Titans. So I got to throw that in there. Remember the Titans as one of my top sports movies. I'll be listening for the rest of the show.
Thank you, buddy. Remember the Titans is a great
just
one.
Just think of my name, and that's my top sports movie.
Ooh, I got a feeling I know what that is. Thank you, Pick. Appreciate you, buddy. Brian Piccolo.
You got it.
Here's what we're going to do. Quick break. Ben Standig, Anna Spiegel. Back to the phones. Nobody go anywhere.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.